Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What's bugging you?
Why are people so stupid?
Call now, 877-WSKY-TALK.
They don't have common sense. There's people my age and older that don't understand freedom.
97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. It's Monday. Let's make it awesome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it's time for What's Bugging You? Chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, feel better. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. And good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Real quick, too. Number one, this current Trump potential assassin, this and the previous one both seem to be in BlackRock commercials. So there's got to be a link there. Number two, Kamala Harris's brother-in-law, Tony West, he is dirty. With part of the lawsuit settlement with Volkswagen, he put in that settlement that they had to contribute to the current White House's electric vehicle push. So he's really dirty, and he wants to be in the new administration with Harris. Just thought everybody should know. Have a great day, Doug.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jeff. What's bugging you?
The number of Kamala Harris commercials via the NFL. NFL pumping money into the Democratic Party. And if equity was a true notion, Donald Trump would have the same amount of commercials. God bless America.
Well, no, they purchased those commercials. So it's not the NFL. I mean, they're allowing him to buy commercial inventory. But no, that's coming out of their, you know, their war chest or whatever, and they're paying for those commercials. You can't, if the NFL censored and said Trump can't advertise, then you'd have an issue.
Oh, yeah.
But let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is anytime I click among YouTube in my normal watching of various videos, I see Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, and Kamala Harris begging for money, and it's just so pathetic and pitiful just to see them begging for money. How about Nancy Pelosi just open her wallet and give half her net worth to the Democratic Party platform? I mean, what the heck? All right, thanks, guys.
Next crazy thought, you'll be like, hey, maybe they can contribute to, you know, the tax base since they so believe in higher taxes. But,
oh, yeah,
that ain't never going to happen.
That's not happening.
877-975-9825. Call in now. There's actually a couple of open lines, which is rare. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. First off, I'm glad you guys got to see the Reagan movie, and my neighbor's going to be happy to hear that you guys really enjoyed it. So,
What role did he play?
He was only a little cameo in it, and he was involved in the production of the movie, first of all, but he had a song in the movie that he wrote, and he played the part of Reagan's debate guy, the guy that was helping him get ready for the debate with Mondale.
Oh, okay.
He was the guy at the other podium, and but he didn't have a speaking part, but that's what he played. Oh, but cool. Anyway, fun. What's bugging me is that I called you a couple weeks ago about the first shooter in Butler, Pennsylvania, that tried to assassinate Trump,
mm-hmm.
and said that we aren't hearing anything about him. And I said, if that had been a Democrat, that's all you'd be still here. They have interviews with neighbors and everybody else constantly trying to let us know who he was and, you know, but this Crooks guy, from what I understand, the government took his body. I haven't heard anyone talking about it and cremated him right away. And he had three accounts overseas that were encrypted,
right.
Message accounts in other countries. And now we got another guy 2 months later trying to kill him. And, you know, are we going to find anything else about this? The guy was anti-Ukraine. Trump wants to stop the Ukraine war. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to me how they're covering up that first assassination attempt, and now we've already got another one. They're trying to take Trump out before the election. They're going to stop at nothing before they, to try to do it.
I mean, look, just out of like embarrassment, you would think that the Secret Service would like, hey, we're going to double up, we're going to triple up. I mean, this guy obviously is a target. It obviously wasn't a one-off. Now, you would think that after that disaster in Butler, Pennsylvania, just out of sheer, embarrassment, they would cover their bases and then some when it comes to Trump. But that doesn't appear to be the case. And yeah, I'm with you. We didn't know very much about this guy Crooks. What about those overseas connections? Anybody bother to look any deeper into them? And you get rid of the body right away, and you're like washing down the roof within what, 24 hours?
Oh,
I think
it was
something crazy.
It was
like
crazy.
That. Yeah. You're so concerned about the roof now.
Yeah.
What the heck? Nobody wanted to get on the roof. We weren't even asking you to hose it down at that point. Just stand on the roof. But nobody could get that done. Yeah, it is. It's hard to have confidence. Yeah. Hard to have confidence. Let's go to Jerry. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. The language of vitriol that's often placed upon that mantle that's placed upon Donald Trump is really the left. I mean, Donald Trump said it best at the debate. He said all of that violent language is animating people to have actions against him. And I think it's despicable. And they don't take ownership of their actions, and the media doesn't hold the left to account. And that's what's really troubling me.
Yeah, they're, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, that's not going to change. I mean, it's absolutely correct. And the Democrats have taken a playbook literally out of the Karl Marx playbook is you call your enemy what you are. You say your enemy's doing things that you are actually doing. That's from Karl Marx. And so, that's why Kamala knew when Trump referred to her as a Marxist and her father.
Oh, man.
She could try to deny it, but she didn't.
Just kind of laughed, raised her arms like, oh, that's so silly. But he really did write the book, people. Come on. Literally, not a phrase.
Call me crazy, but I would like a president that I think actually loves America.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I do.
That's radical.
I know. These days, no, it actually it is, I guess.
It is.
7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for your participation in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up at 8:05, we are going to have our friend Nanette Holt from Epoch Times joining us, and she might have some brand new information that others don't have or they're not sharing yet about the shooter. Details on the way in about 35 minutes. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Trending right now on The Sky.
And remember this, she is Biden.
Clearly, I'm not Joe Biden.
She's a Marxist. Everybody knows she's a Marxist.
And what we have done is clean up Donald Trump's mess.
As it happens.
Kamala Harris has been there 3.5 years. Why hasn't she fixed any of these problems?
The news station.
If this were like a white guy wearing a MAGA hat that took a shot at Kamala, you think the FBI would be taking months and months?
The local coverage you need. The election coverage you want. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.